Hello, my name is Ward A. Maxwell, current president of Mattress Garden, and here to welcome you to your new management position. Now, you'd be mistaken if you believed accepting your job at Mattress Garden meant you'd work at a mattress store, as the Mattress Garden is only a front for our research, which is all held in facilities under each store, like the one you are currently in. Now, since you are only learning of this now, you have two choices. You can go back to whatever boring life we lifted you out of, or you can stay here and help in our journey of discovery. If you choose to decline this job offer, pause this recording and click the button on the desk in front of you. Person should come shortly, and after hearing the code I say, they will lead you to retirement so you can get back to whatever life you have above. Now, in 10 seconds, I will say the code, so I'd recommend you pause this tape now until that person arrives. Timer starting now. Well, if you're still here, then welcome aboard the team. You are now the official manager of Mattress Garden, Branch 19. Now, your first question is probably that if we are a research facility, why are we connected to a mattress store? And the answer for that is quite simple. It is easy to maintain due to the lack of regular customers and the believability of the amount of money spent and earned by the company annually. You have been selected for this position for a number of reasons, but the main one is you are an artist. You don't see the limitations that others do, which is why you are the perfect candidate in running one of our research facilities. We live by a little saying that goes, the blind leading the blind. It's like the infinite monkey theorem with a little bit more direction. Throw some ideas at the wall. Eventually, one of them will stick, and the ones that stick, those will be the ones that are new and innovative. Now, this philosophy only applies to our hiring process for managers. All other staff are the greatest in their own respective fields and have been chosen due to their experience and knowledge. If you have some interest in the hiring process for other occupations at Mattress Gardens, I'd like to refer you to, Catherine, hold the paper a little higher. My sight isn't what it once was. The Mattress Garden Company Manual, Chapter 13, Section 4. But, to save you the trouble, here is the basics. To begin, the assistant. They're always a huge help, being the most knowledgeable person at each location for any task their manager requires. Press the button on your desk and your assistant will come straight to your office in about, 2 to 13 minutes. Until either you dismiss them or the clock strikes 11 p.m. And the assistants we hire have a tendency to be very individualistic people, so avoid mixing them up with one another, or other people, or anything they are not. The official mailman of Mattress Garden is our next basic employee. They run the Mattress Garden storefront and will end their day by coming down to grab any mail that must be sent to other Mattress Garden branches or facilities. The mailman will also make sure deliveries of basic living essentials, test subjects, materials, any other required resource are received from the parent store and brought to your branch facility warehouse. They are also the only members permitted to leave the facility before their retirement, and without them we wouldn't be able to run our whole operation. The researchers are all above industry standard STEM workers. We try to balance out the different parts of researcher groups at each branch so that no matter what problem they come across, somebody will be able to find the answer. Custodians. They're pretty self-explanatory. They're top of the line, incredible at their work, and will make sure no matter what testing, experiments, creatures, or food spills happen on the premises, that by morning it will be clean again. They'll also clean up and remove anything that isn't supposed to be there, so if you don't wish to be cleaned up by morning, avoid breaking the rules. They also assist in delivering food and resources from the warehouse to the workspace or dormitories. And although we have already touched on it, the manager, which is what you are, the leader of the whole operation, an artist who has been given the resources and materials to work towards discovery. You are in charge of materials and planning. You may choose a project or subject to allocate 25% of the researchers to work on. The other 75% will be guided research provided by the main branch of Mattress Garden. Now, you may notice that we lack cooks and doctors. Concerning the doctor situation, fortunately enough, among the researchers, we guarantee at least 16 of them have doctorates. Now, whether that is in healthcare is a complete shot in the dark, so let's practice safety, study safely, and hope for the best. And for the food situation, you will always have pre-portioned and made rations delivered by the custodial workers to your room every day for every meal. The food is fine, but always look forward to the first Friday of every month. We get something that would be from a 4-star restaurant rather than a 3. Moving along, though, the staff breakdown for each branch is about 200-ish researchers, 18-ish custodians, one manager, 2 to 4 mailmen, although you needn't worry about the mailmen as they technically receive instructions right from Mattress Garden instead of you, the manager. And yes, there's always one individual assistant at a time. Now then, let's see. Welcoming. Check. Explain we are not a mattress store. Check. Go over the retirement choice scenario. Check. Breakdown of different staff members. Check. Basic rules about the facility. Okay. Now, the basic rules and laws of working at Mattress Garden facility is pretty simple. To begin, laws here are different than the laws above. Unless told differently by Mattress Garden, consider anything to be okay. This includes, but is not limited to, human testing or any other experimental practices you wish to partake in or try. However, always remember that if you wish to work on studies involving these kinds of subjects, contact upper management at the main branch, who will happily find and send the requested subjects to your facility, no questions asked. The basic laws to remember are to stay civilized, everything stays confidential to the facility, fill out your paperwork, and let's take the first steps in reaching tomorrow. But now that the baseline and motivational lines are out of the way, these are some other rules you should know if you actually wish to be employed at Mattress Garden. So, no technology preceding 1988 is permitted within the facility. The only exceptions upon this rule are when you develop something in-house or if it is delivered from the main branch. An extension of this rule is no information or data can be recorded digitally no matter what. Only use analog sources when recording and sharing data, such as paper, Polaroid pictures, tapes. Oh, and feel free to use the provided tapes to record updates on your actions and happenings. When you retire, the tapes will be kept and stored in the manager's office, so future managers can look at the past for inspiration and insight. If you look to the right of the bookshelf, you will see a display. And in that display, there should be labeled ones on the top shelves, and on the very bottom shelves is a ton of blank, empty tapes, so go ham. Although, make sure to label them correctly using our notation, which is branch number, dash, manager name, dash, tape number. With your tape number, always make sure it's a 5-digit number. So, if it's your first tape, it would be 00001. Do not use normal dates, as that can just be confusing with some of the work we might end up doing. So, just normal, standard, numerical value is the easiest to understand. I should clarify, this is not a necessary aspect of the job, but some past managers have found great use in preserving information, therapeutic explanation, or just because they have nothing else to do. We also ask that on and off the clock, you always keep to a strictly professional attitude and mood to all your workers at the facility. And the final rule. The final rule is that you, nor any non-male associated people, are allowed to leave the premises of the facility until you choose to formally retire from Mattress Garden. If any rule above or mentioned has been broken, sleep well tonight, because we cannot guarantee another. Moving right along, then, the next thing on my checklist is layout. Okay, so if you look at your desk right now, there should be a map in the middle. It's laminated, so Hypothetically, it should last much longer than your time being manager. So, let's start with where you are currently. You are in your office, marked as O1 on the map. Your office has everything you need, including many reading materials, past branch manager tapes, blank tapes, a desk, writing utensils, paper, Polaroid camera, filing cabinet, tape player, recorder, some other stuff. L, we even got you a window to improve mood and productivity. Just, imagine that on the other side of that window isn't a wall of dirt, and instead a meadow or a nice mountain view. Now, I've already touched on this, but at the top right of your desk is a button, which will send out a signal to your assistant's pager to come to your office. Aside from that, not really anything too special about the office. If you require more materials or desk supplies, just send a letter to Main Branch and we will deliver what you need. Workspaces are represented with WS1 through WS4. Now, WS1 through 3 will be allocated for the research sent from the Main Branch. And all that research that you will plan will be worked on in WS4. If you don't have any ideas, maybe you try some reading in the break area or just expand upon whatever corporate's working on. Whatever you want. D1 and D2 are to mark the dormitory areas. You will live in your private dormitory at D2, while the rest of the staff will all live in the apartments at the D1 dormitory. BR1 is the break area, filled with so many bookshelves you should never get bored on and off the clock during your time with Mattress Garden. In the middle of the break area, there's also a single phone line. However, due to how deep the facility is, the phone will only work about 2-5% of the time. So, best of luck on getting that call. Phone calls are also always monitored to make sure no confidential information is ever leaked above. Alternatively, you can write a letter to be sent to whoever you wish above. However, the letter will have to be approved by the mailman before any delivery is authorized, and due to the nature of hiding the tracks of where you are currently located, you might get a reply in about 1-3 years, depending on how soon your person from above responds. Now, we'd like to take this chance to remind you that on and off the clock, manager-staff relationships are to be kept strictly professional. H1 is the hallway from elevator to the work area. You saw it coming in. The hallway with all the doors. For the record, they don't have anything on the other side. They're for merely decoration purposes. Aside from the revolving door into the workspace and the silver door into the retirement lounge. Now, we'll go bullet point style in some areas you won't be in too much. Ready? E1, elevator. D1 through D3, delivery areas. D1 from elevator to warehouse. D2, warehouse to dormitories. D3, warehouse to workspace. MB1 is the med bay, where all medical supplies will be kept. Usually it's unoccupied, though. And the final one is R1, which is the retirement lounge. Which leads into our basic protocol for retirement. Retirement is the act of when somebody decides to leave Mattress Garden. When an employee approaches you with retirement, you will send a letter to the Main Branch with their full name, employee number, and signature. Then you will wait until you receive a letter back. This can take anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 years, depending on the workload of the Main Branch. So, sit tight and make sure to reassure the potential retirees. Now, the employee will either be approved or denied. If denied, they will not be permitted to retire and might be offered a different role of employment in the facility. If it is approved, however, bring them to your office after a workday, pour them some tea, and let them know the news. And when you're ready, lead them through the hallway to the retirement lounge. It's right before the elevator. It should have a silver door with retirement lounge on a plaque. Grab a book on your way out. You will have to wait a while during this process. Once you are in the retirement lounge, you, the manager, will grab a slip of paper in the dispensing printer and fill out the screening questions for the retiree. The questions will be elementary, like name, age, birthday, mother's maiden name, education. Just ask whatever is on the retirement slip for now. Ignore the already filled out questions, though. Once that is filled out, assist the retiree into the egg-shaped machine before closing it and hitting the power button. Now, one thing you might notice is that the controls are somewhat similar to your dishwasher. That's because they are. Turns out the technology in dishwashers is quite good for our retiring process. But now's the time for you to pull out the book you grabbed. As the machine will run for about 45 minutes, so relax and enjoy that book of yours. The machine should ding when the timer is up. At that point, help the retiree out of the retirement machine, and then recite the information on the retirement slip back to the retiree. Do this about 5 times. They'll look dazed and not look like they're taking in that information, but they are. And after that, while they're still dazed, lead them into the elevator and bid them farewell. Your duties have been completed. Congratulations on the retirement, manager. Now, if you want to retire, you will follow the same process, except your assistant will assume the role of the manager while you are the retiree. Keep in mind that your response letter for retirement will take longer than the average one due to the fact that we are looking for your replacement. And that is about the most basic way I could explain your job and duties as the manager of Mattress Garden. I don't have much else to say, nor do I really want to. However, I will give some guidance before leaving you. To begin, you don't need to understand what is being studied, or how, or why, but feel free to observe and understand as much as you can from the papers and reports. This goes for both your personal research and the corporate planned research. I'd say a good goal for you to work towards as the new manager is to figure out what you want to work on with your 25% of the researchers. However, I know I mentioned the infinite monkey theorem. Don't get any ideas from that. We already worked on that, got all of Shakespeare's works. We even got 4 new plays that would have been made by Shakespeare if he lived for another few years, hypothetically. We concluded testing after that, though. So, we don't have every work ever written, but we do have some gems. Let your mind go wild. We don't want the safe route. We want ideas that might not work, ideas that shouldn't work. Limits should never be considered. I don't think I have any other major points I want to talk about. I'd recommend the first thing you read is the Mattress Garden Handbook, which should be wherever the last manager left it. You'll do fine, though. That's all from me. Good luck finding tomorrow, manager.